I'm parked by Memory Grove. It's a spot that's perfect for a Memorial Day visit. Memory Grove has memorials to Utah's veterans and a replica of the Liberty Bell, some other great memorials and statues, easy hiking as well, just a few blocks from downtown Salt Lake City. Fort Douglas Cemetery by the U of U, also a good place to take your children for a Veterans Day event. If you make it this morning, they've got a program with music, prayers, and a gun salute. That's at 9 a.m. Lots of Memorial Day breakfasts happening in cities around the state. American Forks Fire Station, for example, St. George. Now, other places, if you don't make it to one of those official breakfasts or programs happening at veterans' homes and parks and fire stations, places like Mapleton City has a pancake breakfast. But again, like if you've missed the breakfast, there's also Veterans Cemetery and Memorial Park in Bluffdale with a panoramic view of the Wasatch Mountains and honored burial ground to veterans. That's in Bluffdale. And again, at the U, there's the Fort Douglas, and there's other places like that. An interesting thing as well, you may notice the flags are all at half staff. The governor has ordered those for today to remember the fallen, to remember veterans. So all state facilities will have flags flown at half staff, but driving past Temple Square this morning, their flag was also at half staff today. And other things going on, you know, it's interesting that people might be doing things like laying flowers and wreaths on cemeteries of loved ones and gravestones and visiting graves. But an interesting survey from TripAdvisor, they asked more than 2,200 people about their Memorial Day plans, and the top three activities based on the survey were half will be going to a cookout or barbecue, 22% will be swimming or a water sport, and in Utah that probably includes the hiking activities, and then 18% said they'll be shopping, taking advantages of Memorial Day sales to kick off the summer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.